is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market saw upside in the feeders, mixed trade in the live cattle, but the live cattle closed mostly negative today. The thing that was really disappointing today was we had big downside in our grain markets, and our cattle were not able to take advantage of it other than some upside in the feeder cattle. Now, we also saw box beef a little higher today, 82 cents on choice, 59 higher on selects, moved 51 loads, saw a kill today of 110,000 head. We also saw cash cattle last week trade at mostly 148, $2 lower than the previous week. On the close today, August live cattle were 10 cents higher, but October cattle were down 10 cents. August feeder cattle were $1.12 higher. October feeders were up $1.35, and August lean hogs closed 77 cents lower today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now for immediate delivery.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
Tom, what's bringing the grain markets lower?
Leslie, it was a terrible day for our grain markets. Double-digit losses in the wheat and the corn. We saw a continuation of what we saw take place Friday as the market sold off, made new lows for the week. Well, we took those lows out very easily today, and we did not have any fresh news really to go along, price-friendly or price-bearish. The market saw profit taking off these upsides that we have seen ever since the late part of June, and we saw some big closes to the downside in wheat and corn. September KC wheat, 21 cents lower. December wheat, down 20 and three quarters. September Chicago wheat was down 21 and a quarter. September and December corn each down 15 and a quarter. August soybeans down 7 cents. November down 7 and a quarter. And December cotton, 55 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.